Welcome to the Learning Curve podcast, where Brithik and Arvind share with you everything that they've learned so far about technology, startups, and remote life. Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Learning Curve podcast. Today, we are going to do an exploratory podcast where we'll talk about different things and we'll see what topic interests us the most, and we might do a full length podcast on just that topic later on. So starting with the first topic, why studio mics are not great for podcasting. So I've had a studio mic before, but Arvind gifted me this really cool mic. You can see it's the same one that Arvind has, and it's amazing how it works, right, Arvind? What do you say?
Yeah, it is amazing because this is called a dynamic mic. And the studio mics we have are the condenser mics, which try to pick up everything that is happening around. But the thing with dynamic mics is that it only picks what is in front of it. So if I turn like this and talk, you would like hear very low sound. And now it is better, right? So that is the thing with these dynamic mics, and these also minimize a lot of environmental noises like birds chirping or traffic in the horns. That's very minimized. I won't say it is zero, but it is as less as possible.
But
the condenser mics are they do pick up a lot of things. If you listen to our past episodes, you see a lot of birds chirping, horns in the background, traffic, and all those things. But with these, it's just voice.
And also, we would sweat a lot during podcasting using our condenser mics because we couldn't turn on the fans, and it's so hot here right now. But we can still turn on the fan, and you as the audience, you cannot hear these sounds. At the same time, we can just, sit in comfort, not worry about any sound coming from outside and just talk. So it's a blessing to have this mic, really. And I think of things like, studio mics are great for the studio, the condenser mics that we have, but they're not good for, everyday use. So we have to understand the context. Initially, I did not. I thought it is good for singing. This mic, it can only catch a range of voice, where that mic can catch a lot, all the details of a singer's voice. But during podcasting, you don't need, the depths of someone's voice. It's if you can hear someone good in good quality, I think that is enough. But for singing, it is different. But then again, I think now, for singing, if I use that, I don't have a soundproofed room to record. So even in that case, this mic wins.
Which mic is good for recording instruments like guitar or ukulele that you have?
Dynamic mic. Anything that produces a lot of sound. Say, even for recording drums, you need dynamic mics. Yeah, this one. This one works well for drums, guitars, or any instrument. Whereas condenser is great to capture a singer's voice in a good environment.
Environmentally treated studio.
Yes, yes. And somehow home studios don't cut it. We have, like brick, concrete walls, and they really reflect the sound, and it's not really great
I'm guessing is condenser mics, they record a lot of sound, right? So they record the depth of a sound. So it would be better for instruments, for ukulele.
No.
You get a lot of sound.
The human voice has a lot of range. Instruments, they have... So if I'm playing a string, it just has that much. There isn't a crazy amount of variation. Also, condenser mics can't take that much sound, the loudness, say, of a drum. So even there, they are not good, well-suited. There's something called ribbon microphones, and I have no clue what they are. But it sounds interesting when I think of, ribbon microphone. Okay. So, yeah, lots of options. But for anyone starting out, Samson has the best mic for podcasting, no doubt.
Yeah, so this also like reduces a lot of keyboard noise. I have a mechanical keyboard which is very noisy, but it's very hard to hear it in the background. Do you hear it?
Very slight sound, very slight
Yeah.
sound.
So
Before it was
when
like
I'm
very prominent.
yeah with that condenser mic, it was very prominent. Now it is very less. And I think if the keyboard is opposite to the mic, then it will capture lesser than this. Now it is like
And even
adjacent to it.
for people reading audiobooks, if you come close to the mic and talk like a podcaster, so this sounds kind of deeper the closer you come to the mic. But yeah, we are okay like standing
Absolutely.
apart. So I'm reading like not reading, I'm listening to the Sapiens audiobook for the second time, and I love the narrator's voice, and I'm sure he's using this mic, and like this is Sapiens.
So what
So
they
I think
use is
that's what he's
called
doing.
Shure SM7B, which is like a industry grade microphone to record voice like this. And it happened that Michael Jackson recorded Thriller song on that mic. So that's the mic
Awesome.
that
That sounds cool.
not cool.
Yeah.
It's Thriller.
It's Thriller. Be thrilled. What is Thriller? We sound like horror, man. Yeah.
So yeah, that is also a
Like, I think
dynamic
you.
mic,
Yeah.
which is like a costlier version, way, way costlier than this mic is. And that needs it, that doesn't directly hook up onto your computer's USB. You need a audio interface for it. But the good thing with this has XLR and USB, which means in future, if you want to upgrade, we can like buy a audio interface and then connect both the mics to it and record at once when we are doing like local episodes or in-person episodes. What I read online is that this
Yeah,
mic
go ahead.
gives better quality with audio interfaces because this is a cheap mic, right? Cheaper compared to other mics. So the USB setup in this mic, which gives a USB output, is a cheaper one. And if you use the XLR version with a good audio interface, the quality is even better, is what I read. But we'll have to test out that theory.
I think for podcasting, this is good enough, man. I mean, I find no complaints with this mic. And the thing about creativity is that the less the friction, the easier it is to just hop on. Like right now, we are not worried about the setup at all. And we are just, everything set. We just come and we talk. I think even for live setups, we might have to worry because initially, when you would come over here, I had this table and you could move it. Oh, sorry. You could move it around. Now I have it. I turned it into a standing desk by putting it on top of four dustbins. So it's not really movable. So and we'll need to worry about the setup. So yeah. My girlfriend was worried that it would just fall and my Mac would fall, my iPad, all the tech stuff I have on my table would fall and get destroyed. But it did not happen. So I'm quite happy that this Jugaad is working. So yeah,
Cool.
we'll need to worry about the setup, but I think if we are in a cafe or something, then it'll be okay maybe. And I also don't want to worry about the video quality because it's just us and we are not showing any cinematic shots or something, so it's really okay as long as people can see two humans conversing.
And this tool is great. This is called Zencastr, the tool that we are recording in. So what this is doing is ideally recording things on our machines, not in the cloud. And then it is backing up things to the cloud after the recording gets finished. So even if there are internet glitches in between, we don't face any because it is getting recorded on the machine and then getting uploaded onto the cloud. So that is a cool thing because we faced this last time when we used Zoom to record the podcast. There was a lag for the video and the audio, and it was the quality also was very bad. In this tool, you can choose which quality you want to export for the audio and the video as well. And I think the default one is 720p for the free plan that we are in, which is good enough.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 720p works. Yeah. And yesterday it was a mess, right? My computer restarted and we were so worried that will it work, will it not work, is the video there? But even if your system crashes, you don't have to worry because, you know, your video is safe in the cloud. And that was,
I don't know how it magically backed up to the cloud, because I was worried that the recording is local and it crashed. Right. So it magically synced to the cloud. I don't know what happened, but we got our
video.
So
there's this new drone, right? DJI FPV, I think. So in that drone, it's very interesting. I watched the MKBHD review yesterday. So what he said is basically if you crash the drone in the water and you can't recover it, even then you have the video saved because it's in the headset, in the memory card there too. So you can take the risk of, you know, just crashing it in a mountain and, you know, being able to capture that shot as long as the stream is being recorded. I think it's the same with Zencastr, where it is recording, like, since you're seeing each other, it is through the cloud, and that's where it is continuously being saved.
Yeah. Cool. So we are transitioning slowly into tools for podcasting.
We don't even feel the need of talking about another topic, right? So guys, change in plans. We are talking just about podcasting and how you can just get started. So I'll share a cool tip. You see, this is my phone. And what happens
if you are
is
listening to the audio, please check out the video version as well.
Yeah, do check out the video. I'll try to be more descriptive while I talk about it. So my window is on the right, and only the right part of my face is illuminated, and the left is not. So I just have a phone, and I put a white tape, white translucent tape on it, and I just kept it on my Mac. And now both sides of my face are lit. So I think that's a good tip if you don't have one of those circle ring lamp, ring lights, yeah? So if you don't have that, you can just use your flash.
Or else get a tube light.
The white tape acts as a diffuser. Yeah, tube light is great, man. Your face is so well lit. My tube light is also on the right, so nothing on my face. So I'm just using my phone's flash.
Cool. So you stuck a tape on it to make it soft light, is it?
Yeah, to make it softer, and I'll just try removing it. So this is the tape, and this is so harsh on the camera. And if I put this, so it's kind of softer. It's diffused, and you see the rays. It's kind of soft and nice.
Diffused.
Yeah.
Cool. So that is your tip for recording videos, and then for recording audios.
One thing I would like to add here is you might not have all the setup. You might not have everything perfect. Like when we started, we did not, like, I remember you just recorded on normal mic, right? So not even a condenser or a dynamic, but we started. And we are still going on because we started the day we had the inspiration. And that's what I would suggest anyone who's looking to get started into podcasting is, find a buddy whom you talk to and just get started irrespective of the equipment you have. Even if you have a phone or tablet, just get started. And it's just fun talking. So, yeah.
And you don't even have to worry about the distribution, because this app called Anchor takes care of everything. You just have to sign in using Google or something. You don't even have to type a password. And it takes care of basically distributing your podcast to all the platforms like Apple Music, Google Podcasts, and all the platforms that people listen in. So it's really cool and really simple to get started these days.
And the good thing about having a podcast is you have this free ticket to interview whoever you want. I mean, they might say no, but You can ask, right? Otherwise, how would you ask? Like, hey, I just want to talk to you on the phone. Not fun. Everyone wants to be heard. And if you have a podcasting channel, you can just ask, hey, would you like to be on my podcast? And I'm sure many of the cool people, they haven't been on a podcast. We might have heard about 50 to 100 people or 100 guests on different podcasts we listen to, but not more than that, right? So 99.9999999% of the people haven't been on the podcast, and I'm sure 10% of the people are super cool and we want to talk to them. And this is a great excuse to just talk to whoever you want.
So a really fun thing happened when I was on a trip to Manali. I have this sticker of Learning Curve podcast on my laptop. So a guy came and approached me, do you have a podcast? And he happens to work in this field of audio. So we ended up recording an episode on the future of audio. So yeah, podcasting is your ticket to conversations with cool people.
Yeah. And the same thing I felt for startups. When I had a startup, it was just like when we had a startup, Arvind, it felt like a free ticket to just talk to whoever. We could just interview anybody we wanted and, you know, get UX feedback on things. And that's, I think, when we do something, that's when we get the license to ask for people's time, which is very precious. And people are really happy to share it because they feel involved in something. And the same goes for podcasting. I would like to, you know, share like how happy we are to record and how we started, how we had the first conversation in IKEA and that turned into a podcast. So I think the first step is like just ask a friend whom you talk often to, like, would you like to start a podcast? And Arvind, what I strongly feel is if we weren't doing this podcast, we wouldn't have been so connected. Because
we wouldn't initially have been in touch. Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like for me, it is difficult to be in touch with people who I don't share a place with, like say an office or, you know, city or something. And because of the pandemic, you're not in Hyderabad. And we are not meeting up. So I think the podcast is something that still keeps us conversing. And the insights that we get, like yesterday, you told me about the Apple Shortcuts thing. And, you know, you kind of helped me. You told me basically I could update my iOS and it would run automatically. So I checked that and now that works. And similarly, I think we spoke about your new site project and I said, you know, dude, you could just post an ad. And many ideas are out there, but when people talk, you don't like even need to ask for anything and somehow like some idea will strike and it really helps. I think, and I was thinking yesterday that I need more friends whom like you, Arvind, who can just help me solve my problems magically. And that's so important because I don't even have to think like this is a problem. I'm just having a conversation, not asking for solutions on Stack Overflow, but still like life's getting better. So I think even you went to that, startup hostel or what was the place in Manali?
It's called Alt Life, where it's Alt a co-working Life. Place, co-living place, I'd say. And that time when I went, a lot of developers were there. I could see a lot of stickers on laptops and this full-on full-stack developer vibe going on. And we were talking to people. We were asking them where should we go on weekends. And we were talking. I was talking to future guests on the podcast. I have one more person lined up. Who is the founder of this site called Icon Scout. So yeah, cool. it was really cool. So as you said, the interacting is like really important for the jobs that we do, because everyone has ideas, and when exchanged, they form a good remix. And you tend to find solutions for a lot of things that you might not have thought of normally.
I was reading in Sapiens or listening to Sapiens that initially the hunter-gatherer phase, and when people were, you know, living in the wild, early humans, they were very smart and they had a lot of knowledge compared to present-day humans, which is shocking, right? They were more in tune with their nature, and they knew how to, you know, make, you know, stone weapons and stuff, and they could do it in minutes, what would take us hours today. But what helps us as Homo sapiens is that the knowledge is not in one person, but it's in the collective. So, you know, just doing something solo is the stupidest decision most of the times, especially when you're tackling big challenges. But when you involve the community, when you, you know, utilize the knowledge that's out there in all these wonderful people around us, that's when we make breakthroughs.
So it's called the collective knowledge, or knowledge from the community, or knowledge that is present within the community. So yeah, I'm part of this group on Slack called Remote Indian, where all the, I mean, it's a group of all the remote workers from India. So that group, people keep messaging stuff like, how do you guys deal with taxes in India? And all the stuff that remote workers had, all the problems that remote workers have. For example, a good chair, which table do you guys use? How does your setup look like? Well, I'm planning to stay in Manali for a week. Which places do you guys recommend and stuff? So it's really good to be part of such groups where you get to hang out with people of common interests, and then you learn a lot from them, and also you share what you have learned till date. So yeah, it's a good thing.
And podcasts are a great outlet to share. I remember when we were talking initially, it was like we are consuming so much knowledge. We read newsletters, we read lots of blogs and documentation and whatnot. But we don't really have an outlet to share what we are learning. And only when we share do we like synthesize that knowledge, and that I think takes shape. So podcasting is a great, great outlet to synthesize knowledge and be smart about the topics and the information that we consume.
So yes, if anyone wants to be a guest on our podcast, please hit us up. Hello. Let's talk about cool stuff.
Yeah, let's have a conversation. So yeah, so this I think this podcast was kind of our podcasting journey plus the things we learned along the way, and how anyone can start a podcast, and it's a learning experience. Every time we, you know, talk, it's just really nice to talk about common interests and even find the different ideas in our mind and you know, connect the dots. So yeah, that's about it, right?
Or something. Yep, that's else. About it.
Cool. Okay. Thank you, guys. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
And if you like the episode, please let us know on Twitter and consider writing a review on Apple Podcasts, because I don't think you can write a review.
If you want to see us.
Yeah, you can click comment if you're watching this on the YouTube. And I don't think you can write a review anywhere other than Apple Podcasts, right? No other podcasting app has
No review options.
So if you have an Apple phone or an iPad.
Before we sign off, I would like to quickly, list the setup that we have. Starting with our MacBook webcam, which is recording the video. Phone, which is acting as a flash. Samsung dynamic microphone. And earbuds, Bluetooth earbuds, so that, you know, no headphones are there. So, you have headphones, which are also super cool. But yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, I have pretty much the same thing. Same MacBook Pro 13 inch, and the same mic, Samsung Q2U, and a pair of Sony headphones.
And you have a really nice bright tube light, which is lighting up well.
It's called Philips tube light.
I'm just making that up. Is it
I'm making that up.
Slimline necks? Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I actually have a Philips tube light.
So. Cool. And I have a cool green wall.
Yeah. Which looks like a green screen, but there's really nice artwork on the right. I think it's a bird or something.
Yeah, it's cool. It's kind of a leaf, a bird and stuff. Bird on a few leaves.
Okay. Awesome. Talking about the podcast, Arvind. We had more topics in mind, but I think one topic has so much info that I don't think...
This is what happens when you talk about interesting stuff.
Yeah.
So initially, we thought we should cover each topic. I mean, if you're on Twitter, Brithik tweeted a list of topic ideas, episode ideas. And we thought all the ideas are short, conversable ideas. So we thought we would cover everything in this episode, but it ended up being about podcasting the complete episode, which is kind of cool. That's what happens when you talk about...
I think what we can do from next time is we can have the list and we can start talking. Whichever topic we don't get a hell yeah feeling while talking, we stop. We switch to the next topic. And then that becomes the episode. That's something we can try out.
Yeah. Cool. See you guys again.
Cool. Thank you for listening. And have a nice day.
Or night.
Bye.
See ya.
Or evening. Yeah.